good morning. It is Thursday, the 1st of November, and welcome to day one of Napopomo 2018. It is a very cold morning, and I hold my hand up to that one because I'm not holding my hand up for it being cold where you are, only where we are, because I haven't actually reprogrammed the thermostat, so it still thinks that 19 degrees is an acceptable temperature for overnight, which is fine when you're nice and wrapped up in a duvet, but not fine when you're actually trying to get up the wherewithal to get out of bed. And it's not good when it's cold. Only have a coffee this morning. Going to be having breakfast at work, a usual Thursday morning treat for me at work. And of course, today is the first day back at work for me after the half term. I've been off since last Friday, so what, 6 days off with the kids because it's half term. But now I'm heading back to work today to deal with whatever they have thrown at me in my absence, which will be interesting as it always is. I say this every time. I love my kids to pieces, but yeah, I'm glad you're going back to work. Yesterday, we took most of the family to go and see Bohemian Rhapsody at the cinema. And I've got to say that has got to be one of the best films I have seen in such a long time. Rami Malek, some of you will know him as Mr. Robot. I believe he also starred in some of the Twilight films. The Twilight Saga films. He played Freddie Mercury, and the casting, the mannerisms of Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, I think was absolutely spot on. What I found interesting about the film is that Brian May and Roger Taylor, the two remaining members of the band Queen, were actually executive producers on the film. So I would like to think that that has injected a certain amount of authenticity into the film. This is obviously a biopic of Freddie Mercury and Queen as a band. And it kind of gives a little bit of authority to the film to have the two of its serving members as executive producers. But as the film went through, I kind of picked up on the fact that the story of how Queen was formed and all of the things that happened to the band as they went along were very much a Hive decision. You may think that Freddie Mercury was the leader of the band, but as he said, now I don't know whether, obviously there would have been some elements of creativity in the biopic. I know for a fact that not everything that happened in that film was true. Some of it was done for dramatical purposes. But Freddie Mercury apparently said in a press conference that he's only the lead singer, he's not the leader of the band. And if the film adaptation of the life of Queen is to be believed, then that is absolutely true. Although he acted as though he was the leader, that he was the front man, the focus of the band, it does appear as though it was purely for display. A lot of the band's decisions were taken jointly. And I'm actually quite surprised that if you think about the direction the band took and how, I suppose avant-garde is a good phrase for it, how avant-garde they were, that everybody was in agreement of the direction that the band was taking. Nobody said, hang on a second, I really disagree with this and I don't think we should do things this way. The approach that that the band took and the energy and the quirkiness that Freddie Mercury injected into the band was wholly supported by the rest of the band. And I think that is an absolutely intriguing thing to pick up. I'm not going to give you any spoiler. Well, it's not a spoiler, it's a factual thing. But I would strongly recommend that you go and see this film. It was brilliant. I can't say any more than that. Most of us who went to see the film, we didn't take Alex, my younger son, purely because it just wouldn't have been suitable for him. He wouldn't have sat through it, to be fair. It's a 12A certificate here in the UK, which means that you can watch it if you're over 12, but if you're under 12, you have to be accompanied by an adult. And there was probably one real swear word, one F-bomb, in the entire film. The rest of it was just a little bit of vulgar language here and there, which, to be honest with you, for most kids nowadays is the kind of thing they hear in the playground. But most of us were blobbing by about halfway through the film. It's such an intense and emotional film. Kara, on the other hand, was looking at us like, what? She just didn't get any of the raw emotion that came through the film, which is a bit of a shame. But at the same time, she's the only one with a dry face. Let's put it that way. Anyway, that's all I'm going to waffle about today. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Don't forget to visit the website at thelovebug.org/pod for more information about the show, the theme music from Triad, and also how you can get involved in the show this month. Thank you very much to Jonathan Rich for submitting questions. Lots of them between them. I'll start answering those tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Thank you for listening.